picture of the man here is the pastor of the huge cathedral-like church in Lindsberg. And I remember when my favorite professor, Emery Lindquist, who I've referred to before, his mother died, the funeral was being held, and this is Alfred Vergine, Pastor Alfred Vergine, and his sister. He was a very pompous pastor, and as his size indicates, when he got in the pulpit, he filled it. And I remember I was sitting there in the, fairly close to the pulpit and listening very intently to what he had to say. And it was during that sermon that I made up my mind resolutely that I was going to go into the ministry.
What did he say?
I was trying to remember what he said, and at the moment I can't think of it. There's something to this effect, that a moment such as this, there is nothing we can say that brings hope or consolation. However, there is much that God can say. And I thought to myself, well, if that's true, then it must be pretty important what God has to say. And I went home and reflected that on that statement in my room for about a half an hour. I was just enwrapped in that thought, and I made up my mind, if that's true, then I think that's the most important thing to do. I'm going to go to the seminary. Here is another.